Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Matt Corral too. Okay, so yeah. they got some depth.
No, the Panthers drafted Matt Corral.
Oh, okay, they probably got somebody behind Jacoby too.
So that was the deal. Cleveland had been discussing a trade with Carolina about Baker, and then they drafted Matt Corral. So it seems like that's not going to happen. And so now you got one quarterback who's a creep in Cleveland and almost certainly going to be suspended, and another quarterback who's not going to go to minicamp because he is on the outs with the franchise. What a mess they've created.
It is a mess, man. I don't understand why they wouldn't want – I mean, their quarterback is going to be suspended. That is going to happen. Like, there's just no way around Deshaun Watson not serving some kind of suspension. And if you're not trading Baker Mayfield, like, why wouldn't you want him to play? If you want to win games, maybe they don't. Maybe they're like, ah, we're punting on this season.
Well, this is kind of a thing that happens in professional sports now. Like, you know, Ben Simmons is on the outs with the Sixers, but they can't trade him, or they haven't traded him yet.
So they
just say, stay away and we'll figure it out. And this is, you know, for different reasons, but it's a version of that. They haven't pulled the trigger on a Baker Mayfield trade yet. But they know he's not the future. They know he's not part of their future. And they know he's unhappy. And perhaps you don't want an unhappy former franchise quarterback in your locker room, causing that distraction, possibly creating problems. And so even if it does really lessen your quarterback room, the alternative is not ideal. In fact, by not ideal, I mean not good at all. So I guess that's the explanation here. But, whew, if you'd have told the Cleveland organization on the night they drafted Baker Mayfield number one that in June 2022 they would tell him to stay away from minicamp because they've replaced him with Deshaun Watson, who is facing 24 different civil lawsuits and likely to be suspended at least for part and possibly all of the 2022 season, they would have said, oh, my God, this is not going to go well.
No.
This is not going to go well. But even if the Baker Mayfield thing wasn't going well, you'd be so much better off right now if he was just your starting quarterback going into next season and Deshaun Watson had nothing to do with nothing.
I think so, too.
You would be a million times better off if you had never done this Deshaun Watson thing. And even if you're frustrated and you don't believe in Baker Mayfield anymore, you're just going into minicamp next week and Baker Mayfield is QB1. And then you figure out what you want to do at another time, because he's guaranteed $19 million this year.
That's right. Yep.
I guess sometimes poorly run organizations do poorly thought out things. And this looks like a great example of that.
Story number four.
Big Bet Bennett tweeted earlier today, only 252 babies in the entire country were named Gary in the year 2021, which suggests these are dwindling numbers. It suggests that we're going to be out of Gary someday.
I think that's happening. I think Gary is a dying name.
We peaked in the 1940s.
Yeah.
A lot of Garys in the 1940s.
Mm-hmm.
My father, born in the 1950s, he's a Gary.
Okay.
I'm Gary Jr.
Mm-hmm.
So he was appropriately named in the 1950s. Gary was still going strong back then. But by the time you got to the late 70s, it had declined dramatically.
I wonder why.
Well, it's just kind of a goofy name.
Is it? You don't like Gary?
Oh, no.
You don't like
one of my regrets is that I wish at some point in my childhood, my middle name's Turner. I wish I would have decided to go by Turner. I wish I was Turner Parrish.
That sounds kind of cool.
It does. I think it would
like, and if you would have been an athlete, Turner Parrish sounds like a cool athlete name.
I remember, oh my God, I have totally blanked. Tommy West, Memphis football coach. I want to say his son was named Turner West, and I was like jealous. I was like, you know, I could have been Turner. All I had to do was make an executive decision about my own name. I mean, I guess I could still do it now, but it'd be kind of weird, frankly, if I just started showing up on radio, the Turner Parrish show, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we can't go through that. It'll confuse the listeners.
Yeah, I can't do that now.
No.
That ship has sailed, as they say. But here's the problem. Unless you are trying to keep a name going, like if I wanted to have Gary Parrish III, like if we would have named Aiden Gary Parrish III, Gary Turner Parrish III, unless that means something to you to keep the name going, then why would you name your kid Gary in the year 2021 or 22 or any year going forward? It's a goofy name. It's like it's a dated name. Like, I don't even really know too many people my age named Gary.
Yeah, who's a famous Gary Clark Jr. is a famous Gary.
Gary Clark Jr.
Like,
I went to high school with Gary Scott.
Famous Garys. Well, who's the Gary Sinise? Is that right?
Yeah, that's
the
a real actor. Person.
But see, he's older.
Yeah.
Gary Oldman, older. Gary Busey, older. I'm not. Gary Payton II.
He's a relevant
name.
But that's the same thing. Why is he named Gary Payton? Because his dad was named Gary Payton.
That's right.
I would bet this. Of those 252, I wish they'd had this kind of data in there too. Of the 252 babies named Gary in the year 2021, I bet you 75% of them are juniors or Gary the third or Gary the fourth or Gary the fifth, something like that.
Yeah.
I bet 75% of those 252.
None of these are, I'm just looking at it, like all these famous Garys, you're right. Like all the modern ones are junior or like the third.
Yeah. Yeah. It's over for us.
It might be over.
It's over for us.
Just wear that name proud, man. You're the last.
I'm the last.
Yeah.
I'm the last generation of Garys.
I think you really might be.
We had a good run.
Yeah.
You know?
A lot of names on that list. A lot of famous Garys.
Gary Carter?
Yeah. Gary Busey?
Coleman?
Gary Busey's kind of crazy, though.
Yeah. Gary Coleman,
yeah.
I think I read some stuff. He was getting wild, too.
He was getting wild. Gary Cooper? Legendary actor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We had a good run.
You did.
Yeah. It's over for us now, though.
Probably so.
Gary Hart? I think that was a real person. Mm-hmm. Did he run for president?
I think maybe.
He got caught doing some stuff? So he had to not run for president? This was back when if you got caught doing some stuff, you couldn't run for president anymore. That's not even a thing now. Gary Hart would have been president. He just ran like 40 years too early.
Yep.
He could be president today, no problem. Jeff Calkins is up next.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, man, love that car. I've never seen one like it.
It's a limited edition. They only made 20 of these babies.
And your shoes are crazy cool.
Yeah, they're a limited edition. Only 3 in existence.
And is that the new Jumbo Bucks instant game from the Tennessee Lottery?
Yeah, it's a limited edition, too.
Have you ever played one?
How do you think I got the car and the shoes?
Play the new Jumbo Bucks limited edition instant game from the Tennessee Lottery for chances to win up to $300,000. But hurry, these tickets won't be around long. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh, guess they were hotter than I thought.
Heat up your wallet with all new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
For nearly 18 years, we've been delivering brand new vehicles right there in the Memphis market. And now we're excited to announce that Red River has a Toyota store. Right here in Wynn, just a short hop across the river to get the best deal on a new Toyota than anywhere else in your state or our state. Or we can bring it right to Memphis and drop it off in your driveway. You can order yours online right now at RedRiverToyota.com and we'll bring it to you. So check us out at RedRiverToyota.com or come see us in Wynn.
If you've got a yard, you may plan on digging in it. Like to build an addition, put in a pool, or bury your pirate booty. But you should know that throughout the country, there may be pipelines buried underground. And if you hit one, you've got trouble.
Sorry.
So before you dig, call 811 to have any buried pipelines located and marked at no charge. For more tips on pipeline safety, visit pipesafety.org. A message from the Tennessee Gas Association, Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
When it comes to your career, do you feel like it's time to get off the bench? Perfecto Staffing can get you a great job today. You're a great player searching for a great team. We'll match you and your skill to find the best job for you. Bring home $15 to $20 an hour. Jumpstart your career with Perfecto Staffing. Call 901-590-3245. That's 901-590-3245. Or visit PerfectoStaffing.net right now.
More than 95% of people incarcerated in Tennessee will come home.
I knew it would be tough re-entering society, and I figured I would need help.
It's okay. Help is available. The new Tennessee Office of Reentry helps get jobs for people who have been arrested, charged, incarcerated on probation or parole.
Man, I'm glad to get some help.
For more info, go to tnworkready.com.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Department of Labor and Workforce Development, the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
All you truck drivers and truck mechanics out there, are you looking for a different kind of company and culture to be a part of? At Waste Connections and Team Waste, our employees reap the benefits of realizing their potential with trust and full support as a second chance company. We offer competitive pay, signing bonuses, tool allowance for our mechanics, and at the end of every workday, you get to be home. Our culture is built on taking care of each other and the communities we serve. Apply today at careers.wasteconnections.com and become part of a great team of people.
Hey guys, it's Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers, and I want to give you a tip. If you need a gift and you don't have any, you got to get diamond stud earrings. It's the little black dress of jewelry. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
It's time again for the Fitz's Free Fireworks Spectacular on the front lawn of the Fitz. Sunday, July 3rd, it is gonna be, well, spectacular. So get your oohs, ahs, and hey, look at that one's ready. Bring lawn chairs, bring blankets, bring your family and friends, and bring an appetite, because there'll be food trucks and lots of them. Don't miss the Free Fireworks Spectacular, July 3rd at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 again. Well, gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. New customers in Tennessee can download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA Finals game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. This is Jeffrey Wright inviting you to use code WRIGHT200, WRIGHT200, when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use code WRIGHT200, WRIGHT200, to win $200 in free bets if either team hits a three-pointer in any NBA Finals game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Arkansas, online at RedRiverToyota.com. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Danny Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. It's weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP, and you?
I'm wonderful. So I enjoyed your column on 20-year anniversary of Lewis Tyson at the Pyramid and your conversation with Brian Young earlier today. I have forgotten a lot about that, but there are some things I obviously never knew. And I never knew that to get this fight, to make it happen, Brian Young had to get $12.5 million from a 19-year-old in Dyersburg. That is hilarious.
And when the guy, it's from the Ford family, which I wasn't even familiar with him. Like, I look back at our coverage in the CA, because you were at the CA at the time. And by the way, you did a hell of a job.
Is that true? I don't remember anything that I wrote, not a single thing.
No. Do you not remember the Jim Maynard story? Do you not remember that?
I did not remember it until I heard you mention it.
Yeah, so just to refresh people.
Did I write that story?
Well, you wrote that story.
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah.
Yeah. So Tyson was living at a house in Eads. But he was supposed to be training in Tunica. Like, that was the idea, you know, whatever. But they were actually training at a fitness club in Cordova. Do you have any familiarity?
Yeah,
with that?
I remember it was on Germantown Parkway, because I remember
50 Fit 50 or Fit 60 or something. I was in, like,
yeah, it was just like it was right there in the heart of Germantown Parkway, and I just remember, like, we weren't allowed in the gym, so you were literally just waiting in the parking lot to get a glimpse of Mike Tyson.
Right. So anyway, you're out there and with the other reporters, I'm sure. And people found out. So there were fans there trying to get autographs. And then there were protesters because, you know, he'd served time for rape, and he'd used homophobic slurs all the time. And so this guy named Jim Maynard, at least according to your story, this guy named Jim Maynard was out there with a sign, and he was yelling, "Stop homophobia." And Tyson's SUV pulls up. Tyson gets out, walks up to Jim Maynard. You set it up beautifully, the tension and the peace. And you're wondering, what's going to happen? Mike Tyson can kill a man with one punch. And he walks up to Jim Maynard and hugs him. And Jim Maynard says, I was stunned. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to react. So I just posed and took pictures with him. And you can totally see that.
So I saw that with my own eyes, because I heard you talking to Brian earlier today, and Brian was like, I was not there when that happened. And I started thinking to myself, I wonder if I was there when it happened. But
well, you may have recreated it. You very clearly, you wrote the story.
Okay.
That was your story.
Right.
And you wrote the story that said he picked up five, I don't know how the hell you knew this, that he picked up five, he stopped at a Blockbuster store, he lands, he gets off. Some of this was in my stories, and he gets off the plane with a little crate that says live animals. And in my column, I'm like, I was speculating, was that pigeons or lunch? Like, what was happening there? He gets in a Rolls Royce limo, goes to Eads, and you had the detail that he stopped and got five movies at Blockbuster. Times have changed in 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see him stop at Blockbuster?
Oh, yeah. Like, I was following the caravan. And you got to remember, this is pre-GPS. Like, I was really, it felt like paparazzi. Like I was just, you're trying to keep up and just keep up with them. And then I have no idea where they're going. Like, clearly they knew where they were going, but it wasn't known. Yeah, Mike Tyson has rented a house in Eads, so they're driving out east. We didn't know where they were going. We were just following the caravan. And they, you know, stop at Blockbuster. And if I remember correctly, they wouldn't allow us in Blockbuster when Mike went in. It was like Mike went in and they shut the doors. And he was just, if I remember correctly, you could, like, sort of peek through the windows. And there was Mike Tyson just, like, walking around Blockbuster, you know, in Memphis. And I remembered reporting on, or at least asking questions. What did he get? How many movies did he get? I can't remember if I subsequently went back to Blockbuster after we followed them to Eads, and then, you know, the chase is over. They're settled in there. We're not going into the house, so that's over. I can't remember if I circled back to Blockbuster and then went inside and talked to as many people as I could, or if I just called Blockbuster. But I do remember reporting, like, that was part of the job. Find out how many movies he rented, what they were, so on and so forth. Did we lose Jeff Calkins?
We might have lost Jeff Calkins.
I'm sorry, I'm here. I'm sorry, you didn't get the names. My ear pushed the mute button. You failed in that regard, but you did get the number of movies. In terms of there were some things, you know, you go back and report a story 20 years later and people are more willing to tell you stuff. Like, Willie Harrington said that there came a time the night of the fight, when there were so many people backed up outside, the way that can happen, like we were even less used to going through security back then, and that they came to him and he just said, screw it, let him in, you know? And so, you know, to put it that way, but he said, you know, thousands of people got in without having to go through the metal detectors because otherwise there was going to be no one in there. And so, and he talked about a trip that he made to meet Lennox Lewis in New York at Trump Tower of all places, because Lennox was worried about being safe and stuff. And Harrington had to fly to New York and guarantee his safety. And then, you know, one of the stories that lots of stories, honestly, Brian told that I hadn't heard before, but one of them was, if you look back at the old stories, they all said that they did, in fact, say that Brian Young needed to get a site fee of $12.5 million. They said that. And it said it was from a West Tennessee investor. But we didn't know in any of those stories, no one, I think, reported until today, that it was the Ford family of Dyersburg who do construction, highway construction and stuff like that, bridges and highways and whatnot. And he was in this airplane bumping along, landed at the Dyersburg airport. And he said that John Ford Jr. is what he said the guy, his name was, showed up and he was 19. And he's like, this 19-year-old kid's not going to give me $12.5 million. And right there on that night on the site, he pulled out a pen and signed it and said, you'd have the money tomorrow. So Brian wakes up the next morning. He said he's normally used to having in his checking account less than $200. Like he was a successful small promoter, but he was a small promoter. And he woke up that next day and he had an extra $12.5 million in his account. And like the stories that he told, he was the day of the fight, he was at Walmart buying the stuff that would go into the lockers, like the towels. And he had no, it was just his brother. They had no staff. The whole thing is incredible came off.
As you guys were talking this morning, like it occurred to me, like it'd be a great movie. Like how, as he described himself, a bouncer at a strip club.
He said that too. Yeah.
Brought the Tyson, made Tyson Lewis, made how a strip club bouncer made it possible to have the highest grossing heavyweight fight in history. Like, there's a movie in there
and
somewhere.
It is still the highest grossing heavyweight fight in history. It is not the highest grossing fight because Floyd has had some since then, but it is the highest grossing heavyweight fight in history, and it was put together. They made it happen with a guy who was working, among other things, as a bouncer at a strip club to try to make ends meet. Who drove a car with 200,000 miles on it that broke down on the way to the Tyson press conference. He took a plane to Dyersburg instead of driving because it was his buddy's plane, and he said he could save on gas money.
Right.
He didn't have to drive. The whole thing was just insane. And then the names, like I had a bunch of the names who were here, and of course Denzel and Tobey Maguire and Leonardo DiCaprio and whatnot, but I left out a bunch of them. I didn't know, I forgotten or didn't know that Britney Spears was here and that The Rock was here. And someone pointed out that Jay-Z had a concert at the Mid-South Coliseum the night before.
That was actually the Clifford Etten fight, because I remembered it that way too. Like Jay-Z, I remember Jay-Z had a concert at the Coliseum the night before, but when I went to look that up, that was actually the night before the Clifford Etten fight. Yeah.
That's interesting. So I was misinformed by someone. That was not in my column. Wasn't a mistake in the column. Just someone said it
What was wild for me that weekend is I believe the concert aired. It was a 1-hour concert live from the Mid-South Coliseum on Showtime. I think that's right. And so I'm watching it at home, and on the stage, like dancing with a towel, like waving a towel around on the stage, is Arthur Barclay, all right, who played for the Tigers. And this is before World Wide West is known as World Wide West. He's just Uncle West. He's Wani's Uncle West. That's all anybody knows. And so, you know, given the benefit of the hindsight, West is tight with Jay. And so West is tight with Arthur Barclay, and West probably introduced him, and And Jay's like, hey, you want to come to the show? And next thing you know, he's on stage, and that's how that happened, I'm certain. But at the time, I didn't understand all of these connections. I don't think many people did. And so I'm sitting at home, and I guess it's a Friday night, and I'm like, because Arthur Barclay, everybody called him OG. I'm like, is that OG on stage? And I'm like, gee, what? So Monday, you know, then the fight happens, and we're back at practice on Monday, and OG walks in, and I'm like, yo, man, were you on stage with JC the other night? And he said, yeah. And I said, how does that happen? And he said this, and it was so how casually he said it made me go like, what is going on here? He said, oh, I've been knowing Jay a long time. And I was like, how have you been knowing Jay-Z a long time? And of course, Wes is the reason he knows Jay-Z.
Yeah.
But the whole thing was just that night. You know, Donald Trump was there. Clint Eastwood. I don't remember seeing all these people, but Hugh Hefner. You know, Richard Gere.
Holy crap!
Oh yeah, like according to Wikipedia, these are the celebrities in attendance. Among them: Samuel L. Jackson, Denzel Washington, Tom Cruise, Britney Spears.
Tom Cruise was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta go update this story.
Britney Spears, Clint Eastwood, Ben Affleck, Hugh Hefner, Halle Berry, Richard Gere, The Rock, Vince McMahon, The Undertaker, LL Cool J, Tyra Banks, Wesley Snipes, Donald Trump, Kevin Bacon, Michael Jordan, Chris Webber, Magic Johnson, Morgan Freeman, Alec Baldwin, Evander Holyfield. On Wikipedia, they don't actually have Leonardo DiCaprio and Tobey Maguire, but we know they were there
because we
talked to them. So, I heard you earlier today, like, sort of wondering, is that the biggest sporting event in the history of Memphis? I don't think it's close, and it is the most fun I've ever had covering something.
Well, it's at the time, the only things people would talk about, and this shows the perspective here, was like, oh, Bear Bryant's last game, which was notable because it was the last game, but it wasn't like a big game, you know, particularly. Like, it was notable. It was his last game. You have Al Guyberger's 59, and you have, Bo Jackson made his baseball debut. But, like, those things don't compare. Now you do have, at the very least, there's a Western Conference Finals home game. Like, those are big. Like, tonight there's one in Boston, right? That's a big event.
Yeah, but Tom Cruise ain't going to it.
But Tom Cruise ain't going to it. Right. Now, some of that's because of the spectacle more than the – but, yeah, this is the highest grossing fight, heavyweight fight ever. And so and it was weird. It was at a time when all of this stuff was happening in Memphis. Like, we'd been in the doldrums in terms of sports, and all of a sudden, bam, 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 you had – AutoZone Park going up. You had Calipari getting hired. You had the Grizzlies, which stunned people, coming to town. You had this fight. I was in Hawaii covering Tyson's press conference. We didn't know when he was going to talk.
Yeah, how did I get on the Mike Tyson beat, but you got to go to Hawaii? How'd that happen?
And the funny thing was, is I was in Hawaii when Jerry West was introduced as the new president at the Peabody, new president of the Grizzlies. Like, that's how everything was happening. Boom, boom, boom. Like, it was a wild time when Memphis kind of got off the mat, is the way I put it in the column. It was crazy. And it did not have the significance, obviously, of the Grizzlies coming to town. Not close, because that is an ongoing story. But it was a wild time. And the truth of the matter is, there was a lot of fear that something would go badly wrong. That's why, you know, if some people just want to take the moral high ground. I'm not going to, you know, Georgia said they're not going to host the fight. Texas said they're not going to host the fight. Of course, very famously, the only reason it was available was because Las Vegas wasn't going to host the fight. But in addition to sort of being able to say, we're not going to put up, which is what Bud Adams said. He didn't want it at the Adelphi Coliseum because, I'm not going to let that guy fight here. There was also a real fear that something would go badly wrong one way or another. And the truth of the matter is, nothing did go badly wrong. It was, as Kevin Kane said, a magical week. Like, it was another one where Willie Harrington, Brian Young, of course, but then Willie Harrington stuck his neck out and said, you know, we welcome you in Memphis. And it was great. It was great.
It was great, but I didn't remember all of the details. Like, you know, because if this thing blows up, I my understanding is they're out $12.5 million. Like, that money's gone if this thing doesn't go off. And all the measures they took to try to make sure this doesn't go off the rails, I didn't remember that they didn't weigh in together. There was no...
Yeah, they weighed in 3.5 hours apart, 3 hours apart. They weighed in at the convention center. I do remember that, 3 hours apart. And it's funny, Tyson gets on the scale anyways, 234 and 2/3.
I remember him being heavy.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and everyone said it was like that. His camp was like, that's not right. And then who's the It's Showtime guy? Who's that guy? Not the
Jimmy Lennon.
Yeah. Okay. So it wasn't Buffer. It was that guy. That guy then said, he said, well, I know what I weigh. Let me get on the scale.
Oh.
And so he gets on the scale and he says, whatever he weighs, 160. And it says he's 165. And so there was general agreement that the scale got it wrong. And then, of course, one of Tyson's trainers says, well, you know, it doesn't really matter. He weighs 234 now. Once he goes to the bathroom, he'll weigh 230. I'm like, thanks for that detail. Yeah. They didn't. And then when they got in the ring,
yeah,
there's all these security keeping them apart. Even then, there was security keeping them apart.
Yeah, I didn't remember that, but I went back and watched it today. I went back and watched the whole fight today. And they have security literally corner to corner, you know, making a wall of men between Mike Tyson and Lennox Lewis. And they didn't even bring them to the middle of the ring for, like, you know, the pre-fight instructions.
Right.
Like, keep your hands up at all times, you know, and none of that. There was none of that. It was like, we're going to keep these people, like, literally separated by a wall of people. We're never going to have them in the same room. Until they are in the ring together, they will be separated by a wall of men until we ring the bell. And then they can fight. And then once we ring the bell, we're good to go. We got to ring the bell. And it was wild. And the other thing, because you were right about this, talking with Brian, I remember there was a part of even me who was a boxing fan and you know, followed the sport. It was still a part of me that was like, you never know. It's Iron Mike. You never know. And I remember heading into that week when you talked to actual boxing people. Like, Max Kellerman was here. I remember talking to Max Kellerman. And Jeremy Schapp was here. I remember talking to Jeremy Schapp. And when you talk to those types of people, they were like, no. Lennox Lewis is going to knock him out. Like, all boxing people knew exactly what was about to happen. And but you could still, there was still sort of this.
People didn't. There was a reason no one would have flown in if it was washed up Mike Tyson. It was still, you had the illusion.
That's right.
That it was Iron Mike, and that fight put an end to it. It was that was the end for the mythology.
And as I'm watching it today, it's interesting because Larry Merchant and George Foreman are on the call,
right?
And around the fifth round, they both start saying this fight needs to be stopped. Like, they really start talking about the fight needs to be stopped around the fifth round. And heading into the eighth, Tyson, of course, gets stopped in the eighth. George Foreman says if Mike's not throwing punches in this round, I'm going to go stop the fight myself. There's no sense.
Didn't he win? He won the first, didn't he?
Yeah, he came out and threw a little bit and was like, ooh, like and I think he might have got Lennox off balance at one point. But once the fight settled in, like usually you see this sometimes in boxing. Like somebody comes out hyper aggressive and, you know, the other guys this used to happen with Floyd Mayweather all the time. Floyd would like not even really throw punches for three rounds. He'd just be feeling you out, he'd let you touch him maybe once to see what that feels like. And then once the fight settled in, then like Floyd Mayweather just dominated you the rest of the fight. And that's a little bit what happened here. Like if you watch round one, round two, it's like, ooh, maybe we got a fight. But by about round three or four, the fight sort of settled into what it was going to be. And Mike Tyson was just a punching bag. I had Chris Mannix on earlier to talk about the NBA Finals, but he's obviously a gifted boxing analyst and writer as well. And one of the things he said is that night you probably saw Mike Tyson have the best chin of his life. because he took a lot of punishment. Like he should not. There's one point where Emmanuel Stewart, who is Lennox Lewis's trainer, is in the corner and he says very calmly, like he's not mad yelling, just very calmly, he says, "There's no reason for this guy to still be in there with you. You know, finish this.
Take him out." Yeah. That was right before the eighth, actually.
Yeah. He said, "There's no reason for this guy to still be in there with you. The longer you let him, the longer you leave him in there, the more dangerous it becomes. Get him out of there. Go finish this."
Right.
And he goes out and finishes it. It was an awesome night. Awesome.
Who did Pacquiao fight?
I don't remember, but I like this is a true thing I can forever say. Yeah, me and Leonardo DiCaprio sat together and watched a Manny Pacquiao fight one time. That's a real thing that happened. Because as I told the story earlier. And I think that this is the way I recall that scene, is that I was actually sitting with Dave Volosian in like the first row of the risers watching the undercard. And as you know, because you've covered these events, but I think people who just watch boxing on TV might not know, because like the coverage doesn't start till 9 o'clock at night, and you watch two undercard fights, and then you get the main event. And the building's kind of always like there's people there. These boxing cards start in the afternoon, and there's nobody there, and. So, like, me and Wolo are just watching the undercard. We don't even really know who we're watching. Probably, like, three or four fights away from the main event, and there was nobody there. And I'm sitting there, and Wolo's on my left, and on my right is nobody. Like, we might literally have the entire section to ourselves. And I'm looking to the left, looking at Wolo, certainly not looking to my right, and I hear a voice. And the voice says, "Hey, man, anybody sitting here?" And I turned, and I said, no, these are open. Leonardo DiCaprio, like it was Leonardo DiCaprio. And so they just sat down and at some point Wolo got up, but I stayed there. And it was really just me, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Tobey Maguire for like an hour watching fights together. Like we legitimately watched the Manny Pacquiao fight together. And
did you say anything to them?
We talked to them the whole time. I wasn't chatting them up. Like, so.
You didn't say, "Hey, Leonardo DiCaprio, what was it like being in Titanic?"
None of that. Literally none of that.
Never even acknowledged that he was Leonardo DiCaprio. You're just talking about the fight.
That's right. Like, I never once said, "Hey, I really enjoyed Titanic," or "So what are you guys up to tonight?" You know, nothing like that. Right. It was just like, we're watching the fight. We're talking. I told this story earlier. Because you'll remember. And then, like, later on, you come up. Lee Steinberg had joined them. And that's when I remember you, like, Lee introducing you to Leonardo and Toby.
Right.
Like,
I had no idea who I was even being introduced to. They were both baseball caps pulled over their face.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So I was there for that. And then, so they had, that's the thing. They had on blue jeans, T-shirts, and baseball hats pulled down. They were not there to be seen. They were just there to enjoy the fight. In fact,
Wikipedia very clearly didn't see him.
Well, that's the thing. I thought that was interesting. And, like, they were making plans. Obviously, they had a private plane. You know, like, I looked it up. Like, Leo would have been, like, 27. He was 27 that night. I was 25. He was 27. Tobey Maguire in that same range. And they had a private plane. They were making plans to go back to L.A. as soon as the fight was over. They were going out in L.A. that night because, you know, you get 2 hours back. So it was like, you know, if we can.
You weren't going to see him on Beale Street. You weren't going to see him on.
Like we talked enough to where I knew this. They were like, "Yeah, we're going back tonight." You know, it was like they were trying to do the math on it. Like if the fight's over by 11:30, we're in the air by 12:30. That's 10:30, you know, L.A. time. Can we, you know, where will we go when we land? You know,
right?
Yeah, they were doing those types of plans, but at one point, this young girl, woman, she's probably in her early 20s, she walks over to us. We're in the first row of the risers, and she's walking on the floor, and she's got a camera because back then you had to have a camera to take a picture. You talked on a phone, and you took pictures with cameras. Now you take pictures with your phone, but that wasn't a thing back then. And this young woman walks up, and she goes, "Excuse me," walks right up to us. "Excuse me, are you Leonardo DiCaprio?" And he said, "Yes, I am." And she said, "Oh, my God, can I take a picture with you?" And he said, "Sure, but let's just make it real quick." And she's, like, fumbling around. She's so nervous. She's got an actual camera.
Right.
And she's so nervous. And he finally goes, "Here, let me do it." And he grabs her camera and, like, he leans back over the railing and snaps what we now know to be a selfie. But I don't think I'd ever seen a
first selfie.
I'd ever seen a selfie before. So he snaps the selfie and hands her camera back. And she's like, "Oh, my God, thank you." And he's like, "You're welcome." She had no idea Spider-Man was right there. No idea. She did not.
Well, he wasn't. Spider-Man was not. It was just out or something.
It had come out a month early, literally a month early. So it was the biggest movie in the world. And the star.
Yeah, but he wasn't as. Yeah, he was not as well known as Leo at that point. The other thing was weird is that that was the same day there was a horse going for the Triple Crown for the first time in like 24 years. The World Cup was going on that same day. I don't know, you know, what round or whatever. Like, it was a massive day in sports, and yet this was the biggest thing ever.
Well, you did a good job. Like, you posted the column last night because I was, like, sitting around, you know, unwinding late at night, and I was like, oh, wow, this, because I didn't know you were writing it. I guess I had a hint of it when you asked me for right. Brian Young's number the other day. But that was fun, a fun trip down memory lane. And I learned some stuff,
well, it's
too.
Funny. The only reason I don't remember this stuff. Like, I'm not a guy who keeps a calendar. 20 years ago today, this happened. I literally put on Facebook, and this is how Facebook is useful. I put on Facebook, so the Grizzlies are done. Do you have any interesting done for the year? You know, this is the time of year. It gets slower. I said, does anyone have any great ideas for stories? And Randy Bruce, who we worked with as an editor, assistant editor at the Commercial Appeal, he said, why don't you do a 20-year anniversary on the Tyson fight? I'm like, oh, that's coming up. And it was just a blast. It was really, I really have loved the Olympics. I love covering the Olympics. But aside from that, just from the sheer craziness of it all, yeah. Plus, here's the other thing. People were really enjoying Memphis, which was kind of new. The out-of-town media, like, they were having a blast in Memphis. We had that thing at AutoZone Park for out-of-town media, and it was just, like, people really having fun, it felt like.
Oh, it was a blast. And from a media perspective, like, at this point, you know, I've covered a lot of different things, and it's not even close. You asked me, the most fun I've ever had covering an event is Tyson Lewis by a wide margin. The column is at dailymemphian.com if you haven't read it yet. You did a good job with it. I'm glad you wrote it.
See you, man. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Be back in a second.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The future will be amazing, and that's all well and good. But what about today? You can feel the rush of a 400-horsepower Nissan Z. Or climb to new heights in the all-terrain Nissan Frontier. Light up the road in the all-electric Nissan Ariya that feels like a sci-fi dream come true. The future will be great, but today is made for thrill. All you have to do is get in a Nissan and drive. 2023 Ariya and Z not yet available for purchase. Expected availability is this spring for 2023 Z and this fall for 2023 Ariya.
At the United States Postal Service, we deliver with advanced technology and equipment so we can reach over 160 million addresses across the country. We're delivering for thinkers, doers, movers, shakers, groundbreakers, future makers, innovators, trailblazers, disruptors, streamers, dreamers. So no matter what business you're in, we'll always be delivering for you. USPS, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/delivering.
In the wee hours of the night, when everyone else is fast asleep, you're the one on third shift, burning the midnight oil. When a part fails and everything comes to a grinding halt, regardless of what the clock on the wall says, you leap into action. Grainger is with you and all the ones who get it done. With 24/7 customer support by phone or click to chat. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need your tech working its best, Staples has you covered.
My PC has three speeds. Slow, slower, and slowest.
Staples has you covered during our free PC tune-up event, Saturday the 18th and Sunday the 19th. Bring your existing PC to any Staples store and we'll remove junk files, improve your startup and operating speeds, and optimize your device's performance with a one-year subscription for PC tune-up software. A $30 value free. Your tech solution is at Staples. In-store only, Windows devices only. Appointments encouraged by phone or in-store.
With the current complicated real estate market, what you need is the only agent who has the exclusive strategic options to sell your house, and that person is Josh Heisall, a man who knows how to navigate the market and get your home sold quickly and stress-free. With his Buy Before You Sell program, Josh can give you the cash that'll help negotiate the terms you desire on your new home. For maximum convenience, Josh can even make you an instant cash offer on your current home. And don't forget, he always offers flexible fees and no upfront cost. He'll let you out of the contract at any time, risk-free. So please, call the only agent I trust who I need to sell my home. Call the Josh Heisall team of Keller Williams Realty, 901-461-8147. That's the number. Just look up joshheisall.com or Google Josh Heisall team.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to joshheisall.com.
Starting stronger starts at AutoZone. They've got battery solutions for free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Wonderful product. I've lost 111 pounds using that product. 111 pounds. You could not believe the difference. I went from a size 48 pant to a 33 pant, and I've maintained that now for over almost a year now. Yeah, absolutely. Andro 400 has helped me lose 111 pounds, and I've maintained my weight for almost a year now.
Thanks, James, for that inspiring testimony and 111 good reasons to choose Andro 400, the most effective and natural way to lose belly fat, increase libido, gain energy, strength and muscle while safely boosting your testosterone levels. So guys, how many reasons do you need for trying Andro 400? Well, here are two more great reasons. Order now and get free shipping plus an additional $6 off when you use the code SAVE6. That's SAVE6. Call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435 or go to andro400.com. andro400.com.
Looking for a way to put a little play in your day? Stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play the new June Instant Games, including the new Hot Games. You could be the next winner.
Regions Bank presents Live at the Garden 2022 at the beautiful Memphis Botanic Garden. Saturday, June 11th, Live at the Garden welcomes Steely Dan.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time.
Don't miss Steely Dan, Live at the Garden.
Hey, come back to
tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. More info at RadianceAmp.com. Also presented by Duncan Williams Investment Bankers, AutoZone, Gossett Motors, True Green, The Lily Company, Pro Show, and Mahaffey Events.
Y'all know what's up.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Perry Show on 92.9 FM.
Off the hill with the mean view. Nice house. If you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts. Got a roommate. He won't move out. If he won't smoke, he the cool out. And he drilled. Got the tool out. It's the Wolf Gang. Brooklyn Zoo out.
Looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? Get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, second generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. You live in Tennessee or Mississippi, Elizabeth can help you. Proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. If you want to support a local business that supports the local university's athletic department, then Elizabeth Rook Insurance is the agency for you. Let's talk about life insurance for a moment. Do you have a great policy? If not, you need one. And if you don't have a policy at all, you definitely need one. Why? Perhaps you're the primary financial provider for your family. You ever hear them say, tomorrow's never promised? Well, that goes for all of us. So you wouldn't want something to unexpectedly happen to you. And now, not only is your family in an emotional mess, but in a real financial bind. It happens every day in this country to some family, but it's avoidable and it's affordable. So get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance and get that taken care of. You can get a good life insurance policy from Elizabeth Brook Insurance. Two locations, Memphis area, one in Lakeland, one in Covington. 901-867-7283. That's the number, 867-7283. Online, rookinsurance.com. A little more than 2 hours away now. Game 3, NBA Finals. Warriors and Celtics, TD Garden, Boston, Massachusetts. Boston listed as a 3.5-point favorite. The total is 213.5. We are going to get Big Bet Bennett's official play during dinner to go. But first, let me remind you that the NBA Finals are here, and so is your chance to score big on FanDuel Sportsbook. Throughout the NBA Finals, FanDuel has given new customers $200 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Bet the money line, point spreads, player props, whatever you want. Plus, you can combine your bets for an even bigger payday with a same-game parlay. Even if your favorite team isn't in the finals, you can make it fun. Take the Celtics on the money line. Take Jason Tatum's over point total. You can take the Warriors under. You can flip all of those around. Whatever you want, you can make a same-game parlay in about a million different ways. Just make sure when you sign up with promo code Gary. That's Gary, G-A-R-Y, at FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. If you haven't tried FanDuel, now's the perfect time to give it a shot. Join today, promo code Gary, and turn a $5 bet into $200 in free bets, win or lose. Make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook. That's the FanDuel, an official partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you've got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. Be back with dinner to go.
This is Gary Parrish, and you've heard me talk about Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi and his staff for years now. They run the Smile Center. It's where my whole family goes. We're fortunate. Our insurance covers it. But Dr. Mehdi understands not everybody is fortunate enough to have dental insurance, and that's why he's created the membership plan at the Smile Center. It's an in-office insurance plan for patients who do not have dental insurance, so if you fall under that umbrella, please get in touch with the Smile Center. Dr. Mehdi and his entire staff have been vaccinated, so it's a safe environment. The address is 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek, 901-309-1333, online, smilecentermemphis.com.
And Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
A hot shower should be hot. A Navien tankless water heater makes sure your hot shower is hot or warm or mostly hot, but not quite hot, but warmer than warm. Whether you take it in the morning, after work, doesn't matter. Do you want a quick rinse or a full-on luxurious I think I'm in heaven spa-length investment of time? Your choice whenever you want it. A Navien tankless water heater keeps your hot water hot. Backed up by Navien's powerful warranty. Get the hot water you need whenever you need it, period, at tanklessmadesimple.com.
It's easy to think all money managers are pretty much the same. But at Fisher Investments, we're clearly different.
Different how? You sell high commission investment products, right?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission-based investment products.
Well, you must earn commissions on trades.
Nope. Never at Fisher. We're a fiduciary obligated to act in our client's best interest. It's the highest standard of care for a financial advisor.
How do you know what's in their best interest?
We get to know our clients and then tailor a portfolio based on their goals and needs.
But you probably sneak in some hidden and layered fees.
No. We have one transparent management fee, structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, you really do look out for your clients.
That's because our top priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. It might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Welcome to the Tennessee Lottery Speedway, where the race to win big continues. Competition is fierce as players hit the gas toward reaching the $20,000 top prize of our all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game. And look at that! We have a winner! Could you be next?
Speed to the good times with the all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game from the Tennessee Lottery. And don't miss the Tennessee Lottery 250 at Nashville Super Speedway on Saturday, June 25th. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh. Guess they were hotter than I thought.
Heat up your wallet with all-new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you could win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000 only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
This press conference is to let everyone know after years of searching, we finally found it.
What? Aliens?
Is it Bigfoot?
We found reliable and affordable 5G home internet that runs on T-Mobile's wireless network. And it's just $30 a month for families with Magenta Max.
But don't internet providers always jack up your price after 1 year?
Others might, but T-Mobile has no price hikes.
What about termination fees?
They'll pay off up to $500 in termination fees if you break up with your provider.
That's incredible.
Wait, so no Bigfoot?
Welcome to Internet Freedom. Switch to T-Mobile 5G home internet for just $30 a month with autopay and 50% off YouTube TV for a year with a Wireless Max family plan.
5G availability limited. 4G options also available. Qualified accounts include regulatory fees and price. $5 more per month without autopay. Keep your monthly rate for current qualified data service. Exclusions apply. Up to $500 via virtual prepaid card for termination fee payoff. Allow 8 weeks. See T-Mobile.com/Wi-Fi for YouTube and other offer details. Cancel anytime.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Wing Guru has big news. 21 flavors of lip-smackin' goodness is now available at the new Summer Avenue Food Hub. Midtowners and downtowners, we're now serving you. Just go to summerfoodhub.com or delivered by Grubhub, DoorDash, or Uber. The Wing Guru.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm so bossy, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys. Your SL's missing an S.
Y'all feel like that?
Your plane's missing a chef. The common theme, see they both got wings. If you fly, do
new FDM Vodka, the premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight. And it's flying off the shelf. It's a true story, Big Bet Bennett. Had to stop by the package store. We call them package stores. Package store. Well, last night on the way home, no big bottles of New Amsterdam. Completely sold out. I saw bottles of every other brand, but New Amsterdam, completely sold out. Not messing around. We moving those bottles.
The city knows.
Dude, we really did turn Memphis into like the number one per capita New Amsterdam market in the country. Like, that's a true thing.
I know.
But I can usually find a big bottle when I walk in. I went up to my guy. I said, you got some in the back? I'm here to buy a whole case if you got it. They're out. So I just had to get little bottles. It's fine.
Yeah.
Got little bottles. The point is, they move. We're moving New Amsterdam Vodka. They got flavored bottles, if you want those. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, red berry, peach, pineapple, coconut, passion fruit, gluten-free vodka. You need it? They got it. They make one. It's got a brown label. Next time you're in a restaurant or bar, please ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly just reminisced about the good old days. 20 years ago today, Tyson Lewis, inside the pyramid downtown Memphis. Like I've said, it was just a wild week, a great experience. I was only a 25-year-old reporter and got to cover that fight.
That is cool.
And be on the Mike Tyson beat. And there was nothing like that Saturday night inside the pyramid. Like, of all the things I'd done before that and since then, there's never been anything cooler than just being in that arena with all those stars for a big-time heavyweight fight like that. If you haven't read Jeff's column yet, he did a really good job looking back on it earlier today.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Game 3, NBA Finals, Warriors-Celtics, TD Garden, Boston, Mass. Boston, -3.5, totals 213.5. Tip at 8 o'clock on ABC. What you think?
Yeah, we'll carry it here on the station, too. I
I said before the series that I thought the Celtics were going to win the series in seven, and so I'd be going against myself if I picked against them tonight, because I think if they lose tonight, it might be up against it a little bit. So I'll go Celtics. What is it, 3.5 right now?
3.5.
I don't love that, but I'll roll with it, yeah.
Big Ben Bennett says play the Celtics, lay the points.
What should I watch on TV?
Presented by Edwin Watts Golf.
Can I interest you in Hustle?
What is this? Why have I heard about this?
Debuted on Netflix today.
Yeah.
The new Adam Sandler movie.
That's right. Okay. I am interested in this. I don't know if I'll be able to watch it tonight, but I'm going to try to watch it before the show tomorrow.
It has 88% approval from critics on Rotten Tomatoes.
Have you seen the clip that they're...
Of Anthony Edwards?
Hilarious.
Oh, no, he's naturally funny.
Yeah.
He's hysterical.
I mean, I know he's been great in these press conferences, but, like, he's acting here. I was like, damn,
no,
dude.
No, he did a good job.
Yeah.
No, Anthony Edwards is hilarious and, yes, was acting and doing well.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to check it out. I mean, I love Adam Sandler. I know he's made a bunch of, you know, garbage over the years, but I still am a big fan.
Here's the critics' consensus from Rotten Tomatoes. Hustle doesn't have any fancy moves, but it doesn't need them because Adam Sandler's everyman charm makes this easy layup fun to watch. It's fun to watch.
I'm down.
Okay, I'll get to it at some point.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Jeff Calkins had a column looking back 20 years later at Tyson Lewis inside the pyramid downtown Memphis. You haven't read that yet? It's at dailymemphian.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Thursday. We'll look back at Game 3 of the NBA Finals, get you updated on the first round of the first ever LIV Golf event. ESPN's Wright Thompson going to join me in the first hour. Jeff Calkins in the second. Should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'll enjoy mine. And we'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.